Nicely with Martin Bester.
How hot can it be?
Well. How hard can it be to be completely honest in life? And don't just look at us. Maybe ask yourself that question as well. You're going to work this morning. You're not going to be completely honest.
No.
You're going to want to listen to people's nonsense stories and pretend like you are interested and you're not.
Mm. It usually starts with, how are you?
Yeah.
How are you?
Right there.
And then you're like, yeah, fine.
I'm fine. Mm. I'm okay.
Are you really?
Are you? All right, so you are allowed to ask us any questions and we have to answer them completely honestly.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Right. Shoot.
Martin, een is vir jou. Wie is jou gunsteling kollega?
Oh, that's easy.
Oh really?
Is it? Yeah.
Oh.
That's for you, go.
Take a guess.
You can tell him. You can tell them.
They all listen. All of them.
Hold on, let me spit my mic.
Three.
Yeah,
two.
Don't make it awkward for me at all. Do not make it awkward for me at all. You didn't say on air. So just my favorite colleague at Jacaranda FM.
Right, so it could be in HR.
Did you mean on air? You meant on air, though.
No, he didn't ask on air.
He didn't specify.
It's Megan.
Of course it's Megan.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Megan just flipped me the bird.
That's right.
Right. Oh, was she trying to intimidate Martin behind your back?
Megan Megs Mitchell on air. Oh. He didn't ask. Next.
Ek is nogal graag nuuskierig om uit te vind, het iemand al ooit in die ateljee gepoep? En indien iemand al gepoep het, wie?
I'm so glad you're not wasting your questions.
These are the important things.
Not while I've been in the studio.
What?
Are you remembering back?
What? Are you having a memory?
There was
a guest.
There was a guest.
Oh, there was a guest.
I remember there was a guest.
And she's very famous, but I can't. I cannot possibly say. Very famous guest.
Oh. Lieve uit as in.
Ja.
So die antwoord is ja. Gelukkig het nie gevra wie nie. She wasn't shy about it. She owned it.
Good.
Right. Which she did. Is good, commendable. Yeah.
She absolutely owned it.
Whoops,
and I liked her even more. Yeah. Okay. So, next.
What is the next secret sound going to be?
No, I don't know. None of us know.
Yeah, we don't know.
I'll be completely honest about it. So if you win this one today, then we spend the next 24 hours thinking and making noises and stuff.
Yeah, it's...
I don't know.
It's a bit like a madhouse.
To be fair to say, mostly Ethan, I think, drives that. Like, a lot of the time, I have no idea.
Well, the only people who know would be myself and Ethan.
And Ethan, yeah. We wouldn't necessarily know me and Felicity either.
At all.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Next.
Hoe is jylle elke dag in so goeie by mood? Kry jylle nooit a bad morning nie, want jylle is so vrolik elke oggend.
Is ons?
Ja, sis.
Bad mornings?
We do, of course we've got bad mornings, but that's not our job to come sit here and make our bad mornings your bad morning.
No.
Right?
No, look, it's not. And also, out of all of the time, I would think that 99% of the time, we actually are really in a good mood, because we do actually get along and have a laugh when the mics are off.
Yeah.
So... It's few and far between where we walk in and we're like, wow, today sucks.
Yeah, and also I think there's a realization that a lot of people listening to us might be having bad mornings, and it's our jobs to make sure that we change that.
Mm.
Guys, just be completely honest.
Yeah.
I am not a ray of sunshine 5 o'clock in the morning.
No, no one said that.
Until 5 to 6.
No. Until that first cup of coffee has gone down. So in the double, just after 6, and he's gone to make the second cup.
So like,
then you're like,
during the news.
Yes,
then
it news.
6 o'clock news.
He's warming up. He's warming up. Double comes in. Coffee's in.
Guys,
Martin's there.
Be completely honest.
So about 8:30, right?
Where are we now? No, we're still good. We're still good.
On Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, one more for now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Honestly, what do you guys actually do for a living except being on the radio? Because it seemed like a lot of fun.
What kind of question is that, though?
Honestly? Just for an actual living. What is your real job?
Yeah.
That's exactly what my mom for my gezin. You must in the rechte werk kry. This is
After you come and do this for fun, what do you do?
So, to give you an idea, yesterday I left here just after 11.
Yeah.
There were things to do and meetings and stuff. Some days we leave earlier than other days. Mm-hmm. And we all have separate things to do as well. You're an actress. Yep.
That's correct. So, some days I'll leave here and I'll go straight to set and I'll go shoot there. Or I'll
voice
go
over.
Voiceovers. Yep. Or I MC gigs as well. I'm looking at doing some social media stuff. So, yeah, there is other stuff that I do.
Can I just say, being an influencer these days is almost a full-time job.
It's a full-time job.
It takes longer to make those videos
and then
to edit them nicely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then for the client also to be happy, it takes a while.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually takes a chunk out of your day, more than you think.
So yesterday, for instance, I had to go off and do some recordings for Carte Blanche, which is my other...
Yeah,
real
broadcast
job.
Yeah. And then I run a little business as well, and we have events. We've got one in Cape Town, we've got one in London. We've got to, you know, organize everything from the catering to the AV to, you know, I'm a.
Admin.
Admin.
Out of admin.
Yeah, and it's almost daily in meetings and online and
Today I'm going to go to the studio at Kaleski to do some recording on my next single.
Then
do some admin and stuff, preparing for the weekend shows. So we do other things.
Yeah. I do want to point out, though, there are days. So today you're going to the studio. Today you're probably something else to do.
Yeah.
For me, I don't have anything else to do today.
Today.
So today I'm probably going to go home and I'm going to go make something delicious. It's always different.
Yeah.
It's never the same day every day.
Yeah, no day is the same.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you want to know? The question is, how hard can it be to be completely honest? So far, not so hard. But you're not asking really hard questions, are you?
No.
I dare you. What do you want to know?
Ooh.
And we have to answer it completely honestly. 084 850 0940 0942.
How hard can it be?
So far, it's been okay.
Oh, it's been easy. Easy peasy.
Right. Not too bad.
You ready?
Yeah.
Steady?
Yeah, absolutely.
Martin, I know you love your job. It comes through in the passion that you have on the radio. But if you could do your music full time and it could sustain you financially to be able to do it full time, would you quit radio?
I thought about this and I would be lying if I say yes, because I like being busy, like doing different things. I've always, since a child, my mother would tell you I was way too busy of a child, but it's at some point you probably wouldn't have an option. I think while I've got an option of doing both, I think, and the nice thing about radio is it allows you, as we spoke just now, it allows you to pursue other careers.
That's
as well.
Correct.
I was about to say, they're also complementary careers, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
complement
each other.
It's an actual fact, not to over answer, but a lot of South Africans do more than one thing.
Yes.
And is it a financial thing? Maybe. Because if you're an American actor and you're a millionaire, would you only be doing one thing? Well, maybe.
I don't think so, hey?
But South Africans, though, don't have that option.
If you
can't just be an actor. You can't just be a voiceover artist. You can't just be a singer, necessarily.
Multiple streams of income, but also there's something about the art. So even American actors who are millionaires are also voicing animation characters. They're also doing ads for coffee companies on television. Do you know what I mean? It's still a passion project, all these other things as well. So it's still fulfilling our need to be in the arts. Some way, somehow. So,
romantically, to answer your question, yes. But I can tell you now, I'll give it a couple of weeks. And then I want to do radio again.
Yeah.
Radio is an awesome medium.
Yeah, it is.
Really, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, it's my thing.
Next.
Martin Bester in Span. Was dit Karen Zoid wat gepoep het?
No!
Dit was nie. Karen Zoid liker oor geskryf het.
Yeah.
En alles, nie.
Was ik Karen nie.
And she probably would have admitted it, right?
Yes, on the mic.
Yeah.
Claimed it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Next.
Question to all three of you. What's your pet peeve? Is there something on the radio that annoys you, or something that people do when they phone in? Or is it more like a general kind of thing?
Well, you go first.
don't know. A pet peeve that people do when they speak to us or call us? Not really. I mean, we don't have lots of conversations or opportunities for conversations. And I think if it was, hello, how are you? Good morning. How are you? The back and forth of that is a bit of a pet peeve.
Does it annoy you when people get your name wrong?
I've had 44 years of it, Mart. No.
Cola. Yeah, and cola, no, and it's fine.
It doesn't. I tell you what annoys me is if I can tell you're not going to make an effort to pronounce my name. But if you can't pronounce my name, nah.
Felicity.
Hold on, let me bring up my list.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
You left that file at home. Yeah.
No, there's very few things that annoy me about, or pet peeve. I suppose, no, but that's not a pet peeve about people on the radio. One of my biggest pet peeves are people who aren't timeous. So people who are late, if we set up an appointment, but that's not a radio thing.
Yeah.
So, and when I say pet peeve, as in I want to murderize you if you're late, don't waste my time. Because I'm not going to waste yours. Like, I cannot stand it. I think it's exceptionally
That's what
rude.
I like about you.
Yeah, it's
definitely one thing we've got in common quite strongly. Okay, so if I had to be honest about this one, Megan, Ethan, the production team, they will all know this, is when phones cut out.
Yeah. Yeah, but the technology doesn't
I work. Honestly feel it's gotten worse and worse.
Yeah.
Maybe it's got something to do with load shedding or power or I don't know, but I just feel that signals.
Yeah.
And when people, you're on air, they were perfectly fine moments before.
Thank you.
And as you go on.
As you go on air, the phone starts cutting, the signal gets bad. And that what peeves me off even more than that, dan praat jy met iemand, they are busy walking in South Korea.
Yeah, thank in you. Singapore.
The guy in Germany.
On a train.
In the train. Yeah.
Perfect signal.
Yeah.
No problem. Yeah. Could he be sitting right here next to us? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, do we have time for, let me just check here quickly, do we have time for one more? No. So we'll come back with the last round of honest questions with honest answers. How hard can it be to be completely honest?
You're with your online family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Come on, guys. Make it really hard.
Yeah, this...
Come on, Ethan. The tough questions in. Final round of how hard can it be to be completely honest?
Okay.
So you ask us a question.
Yeah.
And we have to be honest about the answer.
Yeah.
So far, how's it been?
Very easy. I'm sorry. Yeah. These are all very...
By the time...
Yeah, very, very doable kind of questions and answers, right?
Yeah, nothing controversial, nothing inappropriate. It's amazing.
So let's get to the controversial, inappropriate ones.
Oh, goodie.
You guys are poking the hornet's nest.
For the last round, how do you feel about
it? How hard can it be?
Shoot.
Have any of you ever had a crush on a fellow colleague or a guest?
Yeah. Sorry.
No, please do.
Yeah, expand on that.
I, in fact, still do have a crush on a colleague. I watch him with lust in my eyes when I see him walk down the passages, if you want to know. And, yeah, that's it.
For the love of... Now?
Yeah.
Oh. You don't know?
I don't.
Of course you do.
Am I? What?
I think you do.
You do. You just, you know you do.
I think you do.
What?
No, yeah. You do.
Do I know?
Yes, you do know.
Do I know the person?
Yes. Yeah.
You do, very well. Is it the person
Oh my gosh.
It's the person you're thinking of.
Is the person on air?
No.
No.
Not on air?
No, it's just someone who walks around the office and then I just...
Oh! I thought you were joking. No.
I didn't think it was a joke. Why though?
Hold on, moving on.
I definitely have had a crush on someone I worked with, but I started doing this when I was 23.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it back then?
It was back then.
Was the person on air?
She was. Yeah.
On the same show?
No. So she actually worked for a sister station, but we shared a floor, so we... So we sort of worked in the same space.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Did you ever hook up?
That's a lot of information. No, unfortunately.
Does she know? Did she know?
I suspect that she might have, because we actually were fairly friendly. We spoke a lot. And I think I probably, as a 23-year-old, wasn't really great at keeping it. Yeah. But it never led to anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your turn. Hello.
No.
No one. In your whole career.
Boring. Not working with me, no.
In your whole career?
Never, ever. And I thought about it very, very much now, very clearly. And no. Yeah, no. I've never worked with anyone, no, that I've had a crush on.
Yeah. Do you try and avoid being...
They're mostly ugly. No, I'm kidding.
No, you see, I'm very lucky. I'm kidding.
No. Say it.
It's honest. Remember, it's honest. You're not going to say you're kidding.
What was the second part of the thing?
Oh, I don't know.
Was it
just about colleagues? Or guests?
Or guests.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, we've had some cute guests in here.
Last week. The week before. No. Next.
How hard is it not to swear on radio if someone does something wrong?
Don't jinx us now. Because I do sometimes have quite a bit of a potty mouth. Not as much as Felicity, but... or Paula, but I mean, so it's not, it's kind of, it's weird. It's like a second, and I hope this guy's not jinxing us now, but it's in the beginning it was hard, but now it's like second nature.
It is very odd, and I am going to take it. Off air, I say the most horrific things with the complete straight face.
Are we going
with
horrific?
Well, I mean, I do have a potty mouth. I'm going to admit it. But you're right. On air, it's like a switch goes off and you're just like, no, that's not what's being done.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people, you've got to imagine maybe being on stage and giving a speech or whatever it is. Yeah. When you know that you have an audience, you do behave professionally.
When you're as a parent, you're at a kid's birthday party.
You kind of know.
Oh, no, that's a terrible example.
Is it?
A terrible example.
Oh, wow.
All right, where are we? Next.
Have you ever had to work with someone on air that you didn't like or agree with, even if it's a guest? And who is that?
Yeah. Sure. Have you ever worked with someone on air that you didn't like or agree with?
Yeah.
Or a guest?
Guests, plenty.
Yes, to both. Yeah.
Yes to both.
Yes to both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I find probably more with guests, and I think it's because there are a lot of similar type personalities that we work with.
Yeah.
And guests will come in from left field and they have opinions and you might think, oh, that's not kind of... Yeah, I've felt that a few times, more than with colleagues.
I've been doing this for a very long time with different teams and different people on air, with different colleagues and so on. And I can quite honestly tell you that there's probably only one person. Let me just think this through quickly. One, maybe two people that I never want to work with again. One vehemently. Never want to work with that person again. And maybe another person that I'm going to need a lot of patience. But I've been very lucky. And if you take it in context of how long
over the course
I've been
career,
doing it, it's actually good odds.
That's agreed. Amazing.
I've been so lucky.
Agreed.
Fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like to name the person?
I would. So no.
Listen?
I'm not gonna name the person. And it's not anything. I just don't think that we are each other's people. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
We're just not each other's people.
And I've been lucky with guests as well, but I can tell you this. I mean, this country is too small. I'm not going to name names. But there's one band. I generally like most musicians.
Yeah.
I work in the industry as well, and I've interviewed many, 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 many people. But there's one band in this country, and they're from Cape Town, that really irritated me.
They burnt your... They honestly burnt their fingers with you.
They honestly irritated me. I thought they were incredibly, incredibly arrogant. And the weird thing is, and I'll tell you something for free, the internationals... That's why probably when you deal with a South African that is arrogant and thinks too much of themselves, I find it strange because we sometimes get the opportunity to interview and speak and deal with the biggest stars on the entire planet and they are the easiest.
Absolutely.
Patient and kind.
And but it's just the one or two.
Yeah.
And also, I know a lot of people will think that our colleagues start and finish on air. So the person I've had the biggest issue with relationship in terms of work is not somebody who I ever worked with on air. Somebody, you know, one of the big offices.
Hold on, listen to me.
Listen.
You know what I mean?
I tried to brush over this because they didn't ask about managers.
Oh,
They did not. That question
good
had
point. Moving
that
on.
Question had nothing.
Because that's a whole
that's
different
Alright, okay, last two.
What annoys you guys about each other? Like, what is the one thing that Martin does that annoys you? What's the one thing that Felicity does that annoys you? And what's the one thing that Kola does that annoys you?
Okay, you've obviously never met me. I am not annoying at all. Okay.
Who would like to go first?
Why don't you go first, Mart?
Oh, my soul.
Oh, I've got one.
Okay, go.
Why so much pressure, you guys? So, when Felicity...
Yes?
You want to share this earth-shatteringly important, life-altering story with me 2 minutes before my bulletin, and I'm trying to write the last three stories in 2 minutes. Annoying. But I wouldn't change it for anything.
Are you saying she talks too much?
I didn't put it that way.
Okay. That's
fine.
His words, not mine.
Yes.
The one thing about Felicity is because I envy it.
Okay.
Felicity is very bubbly. Yeah. From the first waking moment of the day.
Yeah, from the hello, from the good morning. In fact, she sings her good morning.
Sometimes you are so happy just saying good morning, it irritates me. Because I cannot get to that level of bubbly, it's even if I try.
It's in the key of G major, I checked. Good morning.
Kola, Felicity.
Sure. Do you know what? And I don't know if it's an annoyance. It's a character trait that I don't have. Kola's exceptionally, you're an exceptionally patient man. You're so patient and he's always willing to kind of stop and think about both sides of the conversation. Whereas I'm very like, I'm just going to fly in with my own opinion. So sometimes I'm like, be angry or, you know.
Yeah.
But that's not Kola. He's a very reasonable, very measured man. So it's not really an annoyance. It's something I suppose that I also, I think about, something I could learn from.
I don't like getting angry.
No, very measured.
Felicity gets angry in G minor.
That is correct.
Yeah.
It's correct. Is that G minor that low?
Sure.
Okay. What annoys me about Martin is that he relishes
she was saying. If you're just tuning in, talking about things that annoy us about each other, and it's in a little thing called How Hard Can It Be to Be Completely Honest? Yes.
I suppose the only thing that, and it's, once again, it's not really an annoyance, but I love hate. The way that Martin will push us as a team to be better and do better. So there's a moment when you're a little bit annoyed because you're like, but I'm also tired. And then you're like, actually, Martin's also tired. Mm. And if he is willing to push and go, think further, go further, what is better, what works, what
now's is... Now's not the time to be tired.
Now's not the time to be tired. Like, there's an element of Martin's willing to lay it on the line for the listener and for the people that... So you're encouraged as a team to do the exact same thing. Mm. And so sometimes it's hard.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, actually. Yeah.
Annoying. It's not so annoying. It's
to the point of being insufferable about it and relentless.
No.
Do we have time for one more?
Of course we do.
Do we have time for one last one?
Of course we do.
Last,
are you looking? Right, last, it's going to be a spicy one. It's going
to
be like a...
Last
this
one.
This does feed to you.
How hard can it be to be completely honest? Talking about pushing people. Do your worst. find like the toughest question for us to answer. Let's see if we can answer it. Okay, coming up. Like a tough one. Like an elephant in the room tough. Like the kind of thing that people want to know but no one wants to ask. Stuff like that kind of stuff. All right?
Okay.
Last one coming up. How hard can it be for us to be completely honest?
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.
We have been doing How Hard Can It Be all morning. How hard can it be to be completely honest? When people ask you an honest question, would you answer it honestly? So far, so good. I think we've answered most of the questions.
Yeah, and honestly.
Admirably.
Yeah.
Time for the very, very, very last round. And thanks for all the interest. There have been a million questions.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked the team, listen, give us your best shot.
Yeah, these are... Come now.
Go.
If another radio station offers you twice as much the money that you earn from Jacaranda, would you go to them or would you be loyal to Jacaranda?
Jacaranda.
Jacaranda.
Where do I go?
Where am I going? Which station?
Yes, no.
For twice the pay. For twice.
Twice.
I mean, jeepers, boss. You'd. I don't know if you're going to keep me unless you at least just give me some sort of increase.
Management, it's a yes from caller. Felicity.
Just give me something.
There are conditions to this. Yeah, sure.
It's a yes from
Felicity. Yeah. Twice.
To answer the question completely honestly, it's not like they expect us to hang around forever. Otherwise, they would employ us. We're not employed. We are on contract and they lapse
June yearly.
So I think even they would be going, dude, if someone offers you all that money for you,
go
for it. Did you have someone in mind or are you asking generally?
Yeah.
Do we know? Do we have a number?
Is something happening?
Yeah.
All right, last one.
I just want to know if... you had to lose 1% from your morning show, who would it be?
Yeah. Do we close our eyes and answer on three?
Let's all point.
Do we point?
With our eyes closed?
Yeah. No, keep your eyes.
No, you can't.
Yeah. Closed. Yeah, you also don't want to offend that person.
Yeah.
How to close your eyes?
I was just about to say, I'll keep my eyes open and do very good reporting on what happens in this studio.
So,
actually, you will take my finger away. You got my finger.
Wow.
It's a hypothetical question.
Just a question.
It's not hypothetical. I'm going to get you to know.
The answer is... that person is long gone.
They've already left.
A couple of years ago. Let bygones be bygones.
Breakfast with Martin Besser. 6 to 9 weekdays. Jacaranda FM.